to round out the show today, we want to end on another but different note of inspiration. And that inspiration comes from the legendary Lionel Richie. The Motown star was in town at the Berklee College of Music on Saturday. He received an honorary doctorate at commencement ceremonies held there. Richie, of course, is a best-selling solo artist and former member of the funk soul group The Commodores. Between 1981 and 1987, Richie had 13 consecutive top 10 singles. He also won 4 Grammys, an Oscar, and a Golden Globe. But as Lionel Richie told Berklee grads, when he was a young man, going into music wasn't expected, nor entirely welcomed by his family.
I sat there with my father and mother and grandmother, and I tried to explain to them that I'm going to venture out of the academic side of the Richie family and step into the world of music. We were going to be the Black Beatles, the Commodores. We were going to take over the world. I can't use the words my dad said to me at that moment, but he was clear that I was one damn fool in the family. And then 5 years passed, and one hit record, 5 hit records, 10 hit records. And Barbara Walters was interviewing my father. And he said, "Mr. Richie, what do you think about your son?" He said, "I think it is the job of every parent to stand firmly behind the child in his endeavors." Which means your parents can be paid off.
All it takes is multiple hit records. But on a more serious note, Lionel Richie gave Berklee students heartfelt encouragement to really pursue their dreams and to do so with humility. Because, as Richie said, you never know how much your music can change lives. It's a lesson that Richie said he learned in 1990.
Nelson Mandela had just come out of prison. And we had a group of us to bring him to New York and to L.A. And there were lines of people waiting to meet Madiba. And I remember he caught my eye from, I was in the back of the room, and he walked over to me, broke the line, walked over to me, and he said, "Young man, I want to thank you for all the lyrics you've written, because your words got me through many days in prison." And it was at that point in my life, I realized I had no words, just tears. I broke down on his shoulder. I realized that I was holding my father. I was holding the struggles of a nation and a world and a culture. And I made a difference.
Lionel Richie, speaking at the Berklee College of Music commencement ceremony on Saturday, he received an honorary doctorate of music. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm here.